Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Matt and Tiger PLS. I'm the chubby personal trainer, Matt, and to the left is my thick, muscular, marathon running Tiger Taylor. Tiger, tonight, how was your 4th of July?
4th of July was really good. My wife had some family in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And if you've never been to Santa Fe, do yourself a favor. It is one of the most beautiful places I've been. I've been to San Diego, I've been to L.A., and Santa Fe is right there with them. A little north, you can go to Angel Fire, Red River, Taos, Albuquerque, just a little west. It's just a cool spot, man. It's a really cool spot, and the real hippie community, everything's grass-fed and organic. So they're like that. So we ate really, really healthy from like Thursday till Monday or Tuesday when they left. But, you know, we've been kind of eating healthy anyway. So they gave us some extra boost. They gave us some new recipe ideas. And you know, it was just kind of fun. But yeah, man, just a lot of good times with family. I avoided any kind of sunburn. So that's beautiful. How was yours?
All right. We'll go on to the next subject. If you want to follow and see what Tiger's eating, follow him on Instagram at James_Tiger_Taylor and look at what he's eating. Give him some props, you know. Last night we went out for hamburgers and fries, living 5 hours
away. Yes, we
away.
Did. We went to Carl's Jr. Went to Carl's Jr. and just got in. I said, I want extra bread with everything. Now, remember, Matt lives in Topeka. I live in Tahlequah. One's in Kansas, one's in Oklahoma. But we FaceTime each other and eat and call each other names. No,
yeah, we
do. Pretty awesome. We everybody that knows me knows that I'm Italian. I'm half Italian. So I like my pasta. I like my bread. And I'm trying this keto diet. For the most part, I'm like keto / Dolce-ish. I just try to watch my carbs, as in watch. I mean, try to do none. But carbs are sneaky, man. They get in anywhere. But, well, anyways, what I'm saying is, last night my wife made a zucchini lasagna, and it was pretty good. Now, she loved it. She was like, oh, my gosh, it's awesome. She was raving on it. And I was like, yeah, it's all right. It's better with pasta. You know, and she's like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, no, there's no whatever. It's better with pasta. Any way you cut this, you know, you're not fooling anybody. I realize I'm eating, you know, rolled up zucchini. I know that it isn't a pasta shell rolled up. So, but you know what? It'll get you by in a pinch. It was all right. It's edible. Definitely had it for lunch today again. It's not one of the things like, oh, I forced myself through it for dinner and I won't do it again. But check it out, man. There's lots of recipes online for it. Zucchini lasagna. And that's what was for dinner last night. I follow a lot of people, man. There's a lot of people on this ketogenic diet. There's a lot of people that I like to follow, you know, and I like their statuses. It keeps me motivated, keeps them motivated. My Instagram's going to do two things. Hopefully, it gives you ideas or inspiration for your diet, and then it makes you laugh. Because I find the stupidest memes, and I just post them. And I just, you know, because I don't like to take a lot of pictures of myself. We'll be honest, you know, I'm not that handsome. So you don't want to see a lot of photos of myself. So I'm 32, so for sure don't take a lot of selfies at 32 years old. So, you know, it's a lot of memes. It's a lot of food. Sometimes I'll throw in, like, what I'm working out with or what I'm doing for the day. But, yeah, my Instagram is fun, man. I enjoy it. James_Tiger_Taylor. If anybody is listening and you're watching this on a computer or you're watching this on your phone, there's a 636 number. You can call in. You can call in. You can live chat with us tonight. Matt, are you at a computer right now by chance?
I sure am.
You can live chat with us. There's a chat room. There's a chat service. You can live call in. You can come in and tell us what you're doing, what diet you're up to. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you're listening live tonight, drop us a line on Instagram at James_Tiger_Taylor. Just say, hey, I was listening. Go to on Instagram at MattAndTigerBLS. That's MattAndTigerBLS. And just say, hey, I'm here. You know, just check in with us. It's fun. Wednesdays, we try to do Wednesday Wellness Wednesday. That's what it is, Wellness Wednesday. Sorry about that, guys. Gutter and Steve will get it out. Friday, we like to do a drive home, just a thought for the week to wrap it up. And Monday, we usually try to Monday motivation. We used to do books all the time, bring down books sort of like Ty Lopez, but Matt and I don't read anymore. So, what's up, man? Help me out here. I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking.
Well, I was just letting you ramble on.
Yeah, typical Tiger.
If you do want to check out his Instagram, please do so. And also, check us out on YouTube, Matt and Tiger BLS. We're going to be on YouTube. Some days, we haven't decided because our numbers are so great right now. You don't want to fix anything that's not broken, you know. The diet that Tiger was talking about, interesting. The more I read about it, the more I think it's just a fad. Just a fad. But hey, if it works for you, by all means, go ahead and try it. You can't.
Sure, I've
said it here
and I've said it everywhere. Yeah, what diet works the best is the one you're willing to do. And if cutting out sugars and cutting out carbs is a fad, but it gets you in shape, it gets you to your goal weight, and then from there you can start making healthier choices, healthier options, and reintroducing things back into your life, for sure go for it. There's a guy named Brendan Schaub, ex-UFC fighter.
Oh, my God, I'm about
He's
to hang up
kind
the
of
phone.
A thick, chubby guy. Look him up now. Look at his body. Tell me keto doesn't work.
Well, we could set and take his example, and then we could set and take somebody else's example of a keto diet and say, well, and we're going to get
into
that.
Keto minus steroids?
Yeah, we're going to get into... I think the best diet, honestly, is to get away from sugar.
The one you'll do.
Americans consume an average of 66 pounds of added sugar a year.
Good God. And I guarantee I do more than that.
Right. That's just the average person. So watch your sugar. That's the main cause of obesity, heart disease, anything and everything you can think of. It's absolutely ridiculous. 66 pounds. And if you want the article, it's on sugarscience.org. And that's I noticed that today because I get on Sugar Science a lot for my work. And it talks about our daily limit on how much we should have. Women should have about 6 teaspoons, which is about 25 grams. Men need to have about 9 teaspoons, which is 38 grams of sugar. On a 2,000-calorie diet. Now, I know, 2,000-calorie diet, blah, 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 that's not a lot. If you're an athlete, you shouldn't be eating over 3,000. If you want to cut weight, no less than 1,500, your body will go in starvation. If you're a bodybuilder, 3,000 calories, that's usually what they, 3,000 to 5,000 calories, what they take. Also, I'm starting to get to the point where I think that mass protein consumption is horrible for your body. Thank you, Proteinaholic, the book Proteinaholic. Okay, but anyway, Tiger, on tonight's show, we're going to talk about workout routines and how long they should be. What is your routine like right now?
Sketchy. Right now it's really bad. Listen, I want to talk about something since we're talking about wellness. Those of you who battle with migraines, I've never had migraines until November. I was 31, almost 32 years old, and I got my first migraine. Talking about seeing like the little blurry lines and they're squiggly, making me super nauseous. I get them every now and then now. I mean, I've probably had 5 or 6 of my whole life, but they didn't. That's a lot considering they started in November. Before November, never had them, ever. And now I've had them probably 6 times since then. I get them especially if I drink alcohol for like 2 or 3 days in a row, then I'm guaranteed to have a spell. And my migraine doesn't last like today. Like yesterday I got a migraine, and then I got it today again. So I've been battling a migraine now for 2 days, but I drank Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now, not a lot, but I had a few Jack and Cokes at the end of every night with the family in from New Mexico. Well, then I stopped Tuesday, didn't have any, and I got a horrible, horrible migraine on Tuesday, and then I got a horrible migraine earlier in the day today. Yeah.
We call that withdrawals.
But right. For sure going to go into rehab for this. But, no, like, I had one or two per night, you know. But that's not what always sparks them. I'm saying I read today. The reason why I'm bringing up alcohol is I read it today. So I don't want people to go to my Instagram and be like, have you had alcohol? Like, yes, I've had some alcohol. But the first time I ever had it was just out of the blue. And the other times, there was no rhyme or reason. There was nothing changed in my diet. There was nothing changed in my lifestyle or activity. Sometimes if I get a little bit less sleep, if I get like 5 or 6 hours 4 days in a row, I'll get a migraine. So sometimes if it's like sleep, will mess with me too. So if anybody knows anything about migraines or you've battled with them, shoot me a line, drop me a line, let me know you know what I'm going through or what works for you or what works for your friend, niece, cousin, brother, sister, mother, father, whatever. If you have any experience in them, hit me up. But that being said, Mr. Matty Moe, I read online that one way to prevent migraines is cardio exercise. So I'm going to start hitting you up for some HIIT exercises because they said cardio will help prevent migraines, and bro, it's wiping me out. So my workout, I try to do Monday. I have just a garage gym. That's all I have right now. I travel a bunch, so I don't pay for a membership. I got some free weights. I've got a Olympic barbell. I've got some bumper weights. So I'm all right, man. But Monday is legs. Tuesday is chest. Wednesday is back. Thursday is just pure cardio. Try to go on good bike rides, but I haven't done that lately. Friday is shoulders. Saturday is arms. Sunday is cardio again. I need to start mixing in more cardio every day for the migraine relief. But every one of my workouts are probably 45 minutes. I get in, I hammer it out, but I've adapted this new technique. I guess you'd call it a technique, from Pavel Satsuli. It's how you say his name, Pavel Satsuli. Rogan talks about him all the time. He did a long interview podcast form with Tim Ferriss on Tim Ferriss's podcast, Pavel Satsuli. And I've been taking 2 to 3 minute rest in between sets, which I know is terrible for cardio. So I don't sit down. I pace the garage. I pace my driveway. And then I get my watch and I look, and it's like 2 minute 45 second mark, I jump back to my weight. I bang out another 10. I usually do 4 sets of 10, 2 to 3 minute rest in between. It lasts about 45 minutes. Thoughts?
Well, with that, you're increasing your muscle endurance. Yeah. You can do 45 seconds, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, however long you feel necessary. The longer your break, the longer your one RM max is going to be.
Okay, it's really boring to do it that way. I get really bored. I like about a 30-second rest, personally, just because I got ADD. I want to move on to the next thing. Like, I don't want to wait my turn. You know, that's always the tough part. Whenever I used to go to a gym with friends, we'd have to swap. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Let me just get it over with. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to go watch
the
Kardashians. I don't have time to play touch butt in the gym.
No, that's exactly what I suggest, is that you, in between each set, you do jump rope, you do jumping jacks, you do abs, you do something to keep your heart rate up if you want to lose weight. The higher our heart rate, the more we're going to burn fat. And that's what I do in between each set. Now, a good program to follow is Shortcut to Shred by Jim Stephan. That's a good program, if you want to try that. Now, there's three common mistakes that beginners do when they're trying to first start working out. One is going over 45 minutes. If you're just getting in this, your body is going to hate you after about 5 to 10 minutes, okay? Now, number two is find a routine to stick to. Just like Tiger said, find something that you're going to love and you're going to stick to, okay? And number three is just showing up. Sometimes you don't want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but you've got to. You've got to get that nice body that you want, you know. Don't eat the chocolate bar just for short-term happiness, you know. Go out and work out for long-term happiness, okay. Now, today we discussed how long should my workout be. Tiger,
let me interject
really
right there with that question. Yeah, I got to interject. The situation once told me on the Jersey Shore that if I want a body like him, I better be in the gym an hour and a half to 2 hours every day, 7 days a week. Mm. Hour and a half, 2 hours a day, 7 days a week to look like him. That's what he said on the Jersey Shore. You want a body like this, you better be in the gym for like 2 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm.
Let me know the real deal.
Well, you can reference Arnold. If you want a body like his, you have to be in there 8 hours a day. If you want one like Hugh Jackman, 45 minutes to an hour a day. It just depends. It just depends on what you're doing that day in the gym. Are you doing CrossFit? Are you doing high volume? Are you doing strongman? Are you doing body sculpting? Do you have long rest periods? Sometimes I spent 2 hours in the gym. And sometimes I've only spent 20 minutes doing HIIT cardio. Now, this question is very, very vague sometimes. You should work out until you get your heart rate up enough to burn fat. That's what I say. Not to the point where you're throwing up, because that can destroy your esophagus. It can destroy your stomach. It's horrible to go until you do it. Now, if you work
so don't
out for
be like
hours,
don't go eat a lot of bread and pasta and then go purge.
So if you're trying to like body sculpt, or you're trying to go for a volume where you take 2 minutes, a minute to 2 minutes rest, of course your workout's going to be an hour to 2 hours. But if you get in there and do everything back to back and keep that heart rate up and do HIIT exercises, CrossFit exercises, about 8 to 20 minutes and you're done.
I just don't feel like I got enough in. If I'm going to work out, I'm working out longer than 8 freaking minutes. Like, I don't even want to go if that's all you're going to give me. Give me 8 minutes.
Well,
like,
okay.
I'd rather just chill.
Okay, we'll do this then. So tomorrow, work out for 8 minutes, but do as many push-ups as you can for 8 minutes. That's a pretty good chest workout right there.
Well, it's more than chest. Whenever I worked at a juvenile detention center, that's what we used to do with the boys. I was in the best shape of my life, in fact, when I worked at the juvenile detention center. And in the evenings, we would be just, you know, sitting around not doing anything, and they weren't really allowed to do much. So we would all do push-ups, and I was young. I was probably 24 when I worked there, 25-ish. And we would do 15 push-ups, but you could only be shoulder-width apart. Your hands could not go shoulder. And instead of your elbows coming out like east and west, they had to go back towards your toes. So we would do 15 push-ups, 60-second rest, 15 sets. So 15, rest 60 seconds, 15, rest 60 seconds. You do that 15 times in a row, just bang, 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 bang. Your traps will be sore, your neck will be sore, your chest will be sore, your lats will be sore, your biceps will be sore, your shoulders will be sore. It's unreal. Your abs will be sore. It is so weird how much push-ups really work if you're just willing to get down and do them. Now, right now, if I was going to do that perfect form, I could probably do 2. And I used to bang that routine out, man. But right now, if I was going to do nose and chest to floor and back up, shoulder width apart, elbows coming downwards, not outwards, I could probably do 2. But I remember being out there and banging them out, like racing the boys, just dropping your nose sometimes would scrape the floor. You'd get carpet burns. That's how far we made each other go down. You know, it was kind of, you know, it was fun. They were 14 to 18, and I was 24. So, yeah, but man, push-ups are sick. I never got jacked looking. I never looked jacked from doing push-ups, but I got strong. I got really solid feeling. Like, if you come up and you pat my back or, like, slap my shoulder if you're joking around with me, I was super solid, but my shirt never fit any differently. Definition never came. But my bench went up. Hey, all you meatheads listening, my bench went up, like, 65 pounds. No lie. When I was doing that push-up routine like that, like four times a week probably. Do four tens, and I did it every time I was with the boys. My bench went up 65 pounds. Crazy, huh?
That's a big.
But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And that's your bench going up without benching. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, because you're using all body weight. Now, to go back to the question, I'm really going to answer your question on how long you should be working out. With
yes.
This question. What are your goals?
My goal is just to be healthy. I think I just want to look good. You know me. I'm really let me word this correctly. I'm really into your fashion. I'm not into fashion, but my best friend is into fashion. So you kind of tell me the new trends, the styles, like, hey, Tiger, this is how you should dress as a 32-year-old with children. And I'm like, awesome. So I like to blast my quads. I like to wear a little bit shorter than short shorts for a man, maybe like an inch or two above the thigh. So if I sit down, they're thigh level. But I like the teardrops in my quads. So, you know, when I'm out, I'll blast my quads a little bit. You know, I don't mind doing that. And that's something Matt told me. You don't want to wear basketball length shorts anymore. You know, you want your shorts to be right above the kneecap, you know, a nice, good, comfortable fit, you know. So I guess how I want to look at this point is I'm not going to the lake anymore. I'm not going to the river, which is in Calico. We have a lake and a river. I'm not going to beaches trying to pick up chicks. So I guess how I want to look now, Matt, I guess would be kind of a body color. I just want to look good in a T-shirt, my short shorts, blasting my quads.
So that means you don't need to be doing any bodybuilder workouts. So your workout should be about at least an hour, 45 minutes to 30 minutes. You don't need to spend 2-3 hours in the gym. You know, you don't want to have the dad bod. You want that college bod, you know?
I wouldn't mind looking like your average 24-year-old.
Yeah. You don't want to be... That's the thing, how long your workout should be. You need to figure out what your goal is, what you want to look like. Do you want to lose fat? Do you want to be bigger? Do you want to have an awesome bench press? Do you want to be a bodybuilder? Do you want to compete? Do you want to do marathons? That's what you need to find out first. And then do your research, and then go from there.
Let me interject this. Whoever's listening, I don't know how many of you are listening, anyone listening, respond to my Instagram post that I posted out tonight and tag at MattTigerBLS. Matt is a personal trainer for a living. That's what his profession is. Text us your goals, or, well, you know, text us. How old am I? Message us your goals on that form that the post I posted out. Messages right there and say, like, I'm trying to be a swimsuit model. I'm trying to become a professional cyclist. I'm trying to XYZ. Let us know, and we'll make next Wednesday about you. Like, so-and-so said this, here's my recommendation. So-and-so said this, here's my recommendation. That way we can get you involved with the show. That'll be neat. You'll get free advice. Take it or leave it. Look, that's one thing Matt and I say about books or people's advice in general. You take what you like and forget the rest. If we're podcasting for 30 minutes, we only said one thing that you like, and it was in 2 minutes. Take that 2 minutes, keep it to yourself, and throw away the other 28. Forget everything that we said. But something might help you a little. So take some free advice. Tell us what your goal is and message us. But I don't think you have to work out to get a body or work out for that. I think working out is just good for overall health. Movement. Good, you know. They said the average 65-year-old can't lay flat on his back and get right up. That terrifies me. That terrifies me that at 65 years old, I can't lay flat on my back and then jump, like, hop up to my feet. Like, it would be a real chore. Like, most of them roll over. They pull their knees up by their hands. They put one foot flat on the ground, both knees on top of a knee, and they stand up. I don't want that. I don't want that at any age. I want to be able to just get up. So, you know, I think exercises help you with that long term as well.
Absolutely.
I could be wrong. I don't know for a living. So.
Right. If you don't hit us up before we leave, you can always email us at mattandtigerbls@gmail.com. We'd be more than happy to get with you and maybe send you to some great sites for workouts or create you one. Absolutely free. Absolutely free. Now, I might not have the best body to show, but I'm the best trainer you know.
Might not have the best body to show, but best trainer you know. You know who else isn't a world-class boxer, but trains nothing but world-class boxers?
Tiger
Taylor? Look up Freddie Roach. Have you looked him up?
I did. I've watched quite a few interviews with him.
What's your thoughts?
He's really knowledgeable. Go back to our last Wellness Wednesday.
You like him?
I do. I really do like him. I wish he would talk like more about his struggles and more motivation of what he had to accomplish in life to get where he is now. He doesn't have a lot of that. But what he does have, he's basically a dictionary of boxing. You open him up and he knows everything about boxing.
Yeah, he's got a plethora of knowledge. He's definitely the gem, of a human being. So don't always judge a book by a cover. Because someone's not disciplined enough doesn't mean they don't know everything about it. You know, Albert Einstein didn't fix his hair in the morning or tie his shoes. No one questions his theory. You know, no one questions the things he put into law. So sometimes you just can't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, man, it was a fun show. Look, we're really sorry. We went back to the free program right now. So as you noticed, you got to sit through some commercials during the show. Right now, we cannot help that. We're stuck in a rock and a hard place. We were ready to leave this platform a month ago, and then within the last month, you guys have really just started tuning in. You guys really have turned the page for us on this account, and now it's so hard for us to tell you, stop listening here and go to the YouTube channel where you can see us and look at us, but how convenient our podcast. One thing you could do for me, a personal favor, I don't ask for much. On Instagram, let me know, would you rather hear this on a YouTube forum where you can stare at us? Or do you like this in a podcast form where you can listen while you're working out or you're driving or cleaning your house? You know, where you don't have to just focus on a screen and watch us. What would you prefer? So, that's a personal favor I'm asking. But other than that, man, I really enjoy this platform. I really enjoy the show. I really enjoy when you guys interact with us. And I hope you guys had a good time tonight. Matt, couple minutes left. Do you have any quote for us? Do you have anything to close us out with?
Of course I do. But before I end, please follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, also Facebook and Instagram, Matt Tiger BLS, James_Tiger_Taylor on Instagram. So my ending quote is, get fit for life, not just for summer.
Ooh, I like that. Far too many people get fit for summer. They're in that summer body. Got to get that summer body. And then they Tiger Taylor up in the wintertime. You know, it's a terrible cycle for your body. Matt can talk more about it, but to gain 20 pounds, lose 20 pounds. Gain 20 pounds, lose 20 pounds. That floating is very unhealthy, and we all fall victim to it, especially in swimsuit season, if you will. Get fit for life, not for summer.
Well, no, you want to know how horrible I look in my swimsuit real quick before we go?
Yeah.
So I wore my swimsuit today. I got off work, and my wife was like, hey, let's go to the zoo. So I went to the zoo, and all of a sudden there was a hippo in water, and she just looked at me, looked at the hippo, looked at me, looked at the hippo. She's like, is that your twin in the water? Looked at me, hippo.
Do you know how strong a hippo is, though? A hippo would bring that suit down.
You know, they kill more humans than any other animal alive. And also, I got to be up close and personal with a super awesome lion today. Just inches away.
Love it.
I wish I
lion all the lion.
Wish I would have threw my wife in there for dinner. So, that does it for our show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course,